Welcome to Immortality Weekly.
I'm Scott Alden.
And I'm Joel Khalifa.
And this is a podcast in which we discuss the nuts and bolts, the ins and outs, all the deets of...
everything there is to do with immortality.
With living forever.
With living forever.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Would we like it? What's going on with immortality? That's what this podcast is about. And this week, we have the...
Yeah, we have this very special guest.
The unique pleasure. I'm actually glad that we don't have this person as a guest, because it would at the very least, derail the conversation.
One of us would probably die.
I mean, that's what seems to happen around 100%. This irresponsible asshole of an immortal who we researched this
irresponsible
week.
Asshole of an immortal is the best way you could put that as an adult.
An asshole is an asshole to me. I don't care how old they are, and I don't care if they've been that age for hundreds of years. I don't care.
You're just like, young man.
We're talking, of course, about famous asshole Peter Pan, who is an immortal.
Yeah,
we found it interesting that you know, people don't think of him as someone who lives forever necessarily. They think of him as being young forever, but technically that is living forever. You know,
right?
You know, if you don't grow old, you don't die. That's immortality.
You don't have to patronize us.
I don't make the rules, guys.
We all know. You know? We all know.
I don't make the rules, but technically that makes you immortal.
So you might ask, like, who are we to talk about Peter Pan?
You'll almost definitely ask that.
Right. Everyone's asking that. Well, for one, we are the co-hosts of a podcast about immortality.
And we may at this point be two of the foremost experts on Peter Pan in the nation, possibly in the world. We did more research than we're comfortable with for this episode.
Just boatloads of research.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's just a shit ton of versions and media. We wanted to have the full breadth of it. So, you know, we watched the Mary Martin 1955 telecast.
Right. We watched the Disney Peter Pan, which is like more fucked up than you remember it, for
it's
sure.
Like, it's like you remember it's fucked up, and it's even more fucked up.
It's even
that.
More fucked up.
We watched all the fucking 2000s live action. There was the
right.
Peter Pan and...
There's, yeah, Peter Pan live action. Yeah. Again, extremely fucked up, but in different ways. You're going to find out during this episode how fucked up each one of these individual movies was.
Yeah.
We watched Pan, which was like a live action thing with Hugh Grant.
Hugh Jackman. It would have been with Hugh Grant. It would have been cool.
It would have been a different.
I would have enjoyed that.
You're right, with Hugh Jackman, but like singing Nirvana hits.
I don't want to talk about it.
You know
it.
What? Let's just never mention it again.
So anyway,
and
look,
then
we,
and Hook. Don't forget Hook.
And we watched Hook, which is lovely. Hook is a lovely film.
Absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
So we know our shit, basically.
We're experts, and we are fully prepared to dive into the mechanics of how Peter Pan's particular immortality works, no matter which particular lens of media you're looking at it through.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm ready. So the first question we'd like to ask is, what's his name?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Is his name.
Yeah. Do you think it's his given name?
Peter seems like it's definitely his given name. He obviously knows this because as a tiny baby he fell out of a pram and
that you're thinking of the Lost Boys, I think.
No, that's the story.
He fell out of a pram. We're gonna Peter Pan is controversial, which we're gonna.
Here's the thing. Okay, he didn't. At some point, he fell out of a pram.
I think he
the
left.
Story is as he
bounced.
You're right. As a tiny baby, he fell out of the pram and then bounced.
No. He decided to go.
Right, right.
He made up his mind. He ran away.
Okay, Peter Pan, one of the things that sets him apart from other babies is he had complete agency.
Yes.
And he like and total understanding of his surroundings. And he was like, I don't want to grow up. Like, this idea of, like, growing up and my parents' plans for me kind of freaks me out. And I'm a bounce.
I'm not gonna do it.
Right, I'm not gonna do it.
They can't make me.
But so if he knew all that, he probably knew his name was Peter too, is my guess.
They probably heard him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They said, Peter, we have plans for you when you grow up. You're going to go to college and work in an office.
Right. And he's like, well, fuck that shit. I'm gonna fucking run away.
Yeah.
It was just so amazing for a baby. Like, I don't think I could walk at that point. And
well,
he's like,
yeah.
I can fly.
Well, could he? I don't know. So this is one of my biggest questions of many big controversial questions about
yes.
Peter Pan's immortality. Was he born immortal, or was it something that happened to him or came from something later in life?
So this is why I think that Hook and then the rest of the Peter Pan movies are not really one and the same.
Oh, okay.
Right, because in Peter Pan, in the original, the 2003 movie, all the retellings except for Hook, it seems like Peter Pan could, you know, realistically be the only person who's immortal.
Well, I don't know. I have questions about the Lost Boys.
Right. Well, I have answers to some of those questions. All right.
Let's have a long conversation right now about where Peter Pan's powers come from and okay. see if we can agree. I think it's probably the best.
Cool. So one of his powers, flying, comes from fairy dust and happy thoughts, right? The combination of those two
equals
flying. I have a fun factoid about that, by the way, which is just like incredible. But initially it was just happy thoughts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Barry, who wrote the play, had to add fairy dust in because too many kids were jumping off of their beds and required surgery after seeing the play, which is just incredible. It's incredible.
It is incredible that from jumping off their beds, they required surgery. How high were beds in the 1900s?
Well, first...
I would have thought, like, jumping out the window, you know?
A, everything was higher in the 1900s.
Totally, yeah.
B, like, if you're gonna fly, you should go all the way, you know what I mean?
I mean, I think so, too. Maybe they just didn't, you know...
I guess the original play was just so good that these kids weren't, like, bracing themselves for, like, maybe this won't work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so fairy dust plus happy thoughts. A bunch of movies show like a lot of people flying, like the 2003 Peter Pan shows Hook flying.
Yeah,
Wendy and her brothers fly.
Yeah,
the Lost Boys never fly. He never allows them to fly.
Is that true?
They've never flown in any of the in Hook. Only Peter Pan flies. Like no one else flies. In the other ones, only him, Wendy, and her brothers fly. The Lost Boys have never flown.
No shit.
Yeah.
Peter Pan
is a dick. Absolute dick. So we'll get back to that part, probably. But so flying is not inherent to him. He has a bunch of other weird powers, like he can mimic voices. He does like a fun, like, I'm Captain Hook type deal.
Yeah.
It seems like more like beyond just regular, like I'm good at voices. He's like a tiny kid.
Oh no, it sounds exactly like Captain Hook when he physically, he should not be able to replicate this voice.
Right.
And yet somehow he can.
So that might be it's a power, part of his, you know, package.
We have to call it a power. Yeah.
It's a power.
So my larger question though, about Peter Pan's powers, including immortality, is are they contingent on certain things, right? Like fairy dust, Neverland, right?
Right.
Does he have to be in Neverland in order to be immortal, or was he born immortal? And I think there's like some evidence that he was a pretty special kid, you know, like he somehow ran away from home as a baby. Like you can't run, never mind walk, as a baby. They don't really cover how he.
Right. He was clearly a very talented baby. But there's still like a gap between that and being like this immortal flying kid.
Yeah, right.
Also, like, here's another thing, right? A baby doesn't want to grow up. I would say being like 13 years old is like super fucking old for a baby, right? If a baby's like, like, I'm going to run away, never grow old, but I will grow to be 13 times my age.
Do you think he just lied about it? Like,
that's just the story he tells other Lost Boys. He's totally. Like, yeah, I ran away when I was a baby.
When I was a baby, when did you run away?
You ran away at 12? I ran away when I was a baby.
Lame.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just cast doubt on that entire like origin story.
It's hard
never...
to know.
Yeah, it's yeah. It's just no, him this... saying, oh, I remember that.
This boy, he lies. He lies constantly.
He is an absolute sociopath.
He's devious.
So, but what you say about, like, is it Neverland that's creating immortality?
Yeah.
Only in Hook. That's the only movie where that actually happens. Like, he leaves, and then he grows old. He comes back, all the kids are still young. In other movies...
All the kids are still young.
Yeah.
Because they're in Neverland.
Right. Only in Hook.
Right.
In every other movie, the entire story is like 3 days or something, and you can't really tell.
And I guess we don't know.
Well, we might know just based on the original book via Wikipedia. Okay,
tell me what you found, Joel.
Factoid number two.
Yeah.
So in the book, it's written that he brings other kids in, and as they grow older, he becomes bored with them because like they have less in common.
Classic
pan. And so it's written that he thins them out.
I'm sorry, what?
Verbatim thins them out.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Right. And that's unclear if he like sends them home or kills them.
Oh, that's not clear. That's not unclear to me at all.
Right, no, he definitely kills them. And like in the 2003 movie, he like almost kills Wendy just for kicks. Almost kills like the Lost Boys just also for fun. He's just like, this is gonna be like a fun thing for you and me, Wendy. Yeah. And when she doesn't go along with it, he's like, why are we not having fun the same way?
Right. Now I'm going to get pissed and I'm going to leave.
Right. But this is what I'm saying. Like, Hook is, it has a different set of rules, right? Where it's just like, he's not the singular immortal. Like, I don't think, like, in the other movies, I don't think he's really human at all. He has these, like, crazy bushy eyebrows. He seems, like, a bit different, like, more ethereal.
Well, but even his story than the other is Lost human. Boys. His story is that he started human anyway.
That's the story he tells.
This is what he says. I know, but it's all the information we have to go on. Nobody knows anything else about it.
Totally. Totally.
So unless he has some motive in pretending to have been a baby beyond impressing the Lost Boys.
Right. So that might be enough based on what other things we've seen from the character.
He has to maintain his iron grip on the Lost Boys. And if they sense weakness at all, then they might object to him murdering them when they get too old.
Yeah, in Hook, he leaves. He's like, nah, I'm human. I can procreate or whatever. I grow old. I'm a businessman. I'm like,
yeah,
still an asshole.
Totally.
In a totally different way.
Right. Yeah.
But like,
turns out being an asshole isn't actually contingent on being an adult, which is like, that's how I always thought of Peter Pan. You know, it's like when you grow up, you get to be an asshole and you're boring or whatever. And that was kind of the message. But no, he's
right.
Like,
no, he's just like,
as big an asshole.
I've been an asshole since I was a baby.
Still am.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be an asshole as a baby. You just bounce. You know, just walk out of your crib. Just right. Leave your parents right after they're making the plans for you, you know? Like,
totally.
Yeah.
It's not like a regular thing when the baby abandons the parents.
Nobody talks about it, right? Because it never happens. But it's not cool of a baby to do that, at the very least. Parents weren't doing anything. They were just...
I really understand why streaming. They call it, like, Peter Pan syndrome, you know, this thing of like guys who can't grow up because like you know, I don't want like responsibility and stuff because he was a fucking baby and he just heard that like 30 years in his future is like can't an office it. job, and he's like, I don't want another day with you folks.
yeah no that checks out. That's him to the core.
So I would say like we can talk about, you know, Peter Pan as like the version that is like an immortal and other people aren't, maybe not immortal, probably not.
Yeah.
And then the Hook version where like anyone in Neverland is immortal. Question mark, do they ever die? I don't know, like Rufio quote unquote dies, but he's never on camera after that.
Well, so that's another important point about Peter Pan is that, so we always ask when we're trying to, you know, identify the type of immortal that we're dealing with, what can they be hurt, and is there anywhere that they can, any way that they can die?
Right.
To me, it seems like, well, he can be hurt.
Right. We've seen that. We've seen him bleed.
We've seen him bleed. Yeah. And it seems to me like he can probably die. He's afraid of dying. Right,
like he's like we he's see afraid him. Of nothing. Oh, this is another thing I read. He like, I didn't read this. This is an in Hook.
Okay,
this is in Hook, where like in every movie it's like, oh, I'm afraid of time and whatever. But in Hook, it's extremely on the nose.
Yeah,
he's just like when he remembers his past. So most of the movie doesn't. Memory is a fucked up thing. We'll get to that. But when he remembers his past, it's like, oh man, yeah, I was a baby. And I heard my parents talking about what they expected from me when I grow up. And then I never wanted to grow up because if you grow up, you die.
Yeah.
And he says that.
Right.
He's like, as a baby, he's afraid of death.
So intensely.
Yeah. And so just throughout
that,
the entire
movie. That he would risk death in a way more intense way by leaving his house.
Well, maybe like, he was clearly a super competent baby.
I mean, no, totally. Perhaps the most. Which brings me to my next line of questioning.
Yeah, who is the most competent baby?
Who is...
Right. I think about this every day.
And how can we tell? How can we tell? Right. This is a show I would watch.
Today on
America's Most Competent Baby.
Today on Heuristics for Good Babies Weekly. Sorry, what's your question?
My question is, how old is Peter Pan actually? Like, how do we know when he was a baby? And then, you know, how old is he? And how do we know?
So you cut him in half and you just count the rings.
You count the rings around his...
You count the ring.
Dude, I don't even know what he's got in there, to be honest. It could be literally stuffed with dead leaves and then we have no information.
Yeah, he's just stuffed with dead leaves. He's just like a dead leaf pinata.
I think it's
likely.
That's
why he's such an asshole all the time.
Yeah, if you're a dead leaf pinata, you'd be an asshole too.
So
anyway, what the fuck are we talking about?
How old is he?
Yeah.
I don't think there's really an indicator to this, except for he's just like, there's movies where he's like, I've forgotten enemies and I've forgotten like friends,
right?
And, like, you know,
yeah. I've forgotten more shitty things I did than most people have done shitty things.
Totally, totally. And I think one good indicator is, you know, when the Disney movie starts,
yep,
right? It's like, all of this has happened before, all of this will happen again.
They said that, right?
They said that, which struck me as a bit ominous for a Disney movie. It's like they say
all
the same
of this
thing.
Has happened before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
that was the exact voice.
You can go back and check the text. Check the source material.
They have like the red in an ominous
voice. We always
voice.
Text, yeah.
And the,
yeah.
And the screenplay.
That's right.
The original.
You thought that was the narrator's choice? Absolutely not.
Cool. So I think the thing that's telling us is that, and then Hook actually,
Hook confirms this. There's the generational thing. Yeah.
So generations of the Darling family are visited by Peter Pan when they're like young girls.
They each have their Peter Pan experience.
Basically, yeah, like
right around the age of 12 or so, or 13.
Right, they're know? Just right. Peter Panning.
Yep, they get their. Yep, totally.
Yeah. So Wendy was visited by Peter Pan. Her daughter is then visited by Peter Pan. Her granddaughter is then visited by Peter Pan. He's
yep.
like, he's very consistent.
And he shows up and he's like, Wendy, I was looking for you. You know, like I was hoping
you'd
come back with me.
And Wendy was already telling stories about Peter Pan. So she, like, where'd she hear those stories? Probably her fucking great grandmother, who was also visited by
Peter
Pan.
It goes all the way back. Right.
Yeah.
So you think that every time Peter Pan shows up, he's just like looking for some darling girl and just like, who's the youngest? Basically.
Well, I think he has like an app or something. It's just like, oh, there's a new darling girl who's like the age that you want to hang out with them.
Oh, Jesus. So here's
the other thing, right?
Yeah.
And this is the really fucked up thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is even more fucked up than the other thing. Like, go figure if he even remembers he's doing anything. He just like there's so many like examples of this in the movie and like the different movies. He's just like, she asks him like he brings her brothers along. And then he looks at them like 5 seconds later and he's like, who are you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. At first you think he's just being a dick because he is a dick, but then you
right.
realize he's actually just
he
super
actually
forgetful.
Doesn't remember anything. And then I think this is like actually not an inherent Peter Pan thing and a Neverland thing, because it also happens to like Wendy and her brothers are like, oh, I don't remember my parents anymore.
Right.
Like in 2 days, I just forgot. Like, what's their name again? Fuck, I don't know.
Totally.
So I would say like Peter Pan has a glaring weakness, which is he doesn't fucking remember anything ever.
Although his glaring weakness seems to be potentially another facet of his power source.
Oh, interesting. Say more.
All right. So he decided to be immortal, right? He decided I don't want to grow up and therefore never die. And the way that it works is that if he starts to remember things, he's going to get older.
Mm-hmm.
Memory equals time, which equals age. He just doesn't acknowledge time.
So yeah, so like even if you were like I'm in like a 13-year-old body for life, you're still gonna get older, even in that 13-year-old body, just by like gaining experiences. You're like, now I'm a jaded 13-year-old kid. Unless you always forget those experiences.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And that lets his you mind stay doesn't 13. Grow either. Man.
Yeah.
He just has a 13-year-old brain forever.
He's got a 13-year-old brain and a 13-year-old body. Is he 13?
I think he's about 13.
He's like 13-ish.
He's about, well, I mean, Wendy was 13, so he's like around that age.
I don't know that. He refers to himself as quite young a number of times, and he was referred to in the text as still having all of his baby teeth.
Okay, so, off the top of my head, I don't know when you lose your baby teeth. Like, I feel like that's before a piece of 13. Information I probably had.
Yeah.
It's before 13.
Definitely before
13. Yeah, I feel like at 13, you're already at the age where if you lose your teeth, that's going to be a fucking problem at school.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you think braces are a problem. Try having no teeth.
Right, totally. You wouldn't use braces on your first teeth. You're going to just lose them.
That doesn't make any sense. Right.
Okay, cool. So Peter Pan is immortal because he has chosen to be. This is our theory, right?
This is the theory.
He's chosen to be, and he just does not fucking remember anything, so he can't grow older because he doesn't gain any experiences.
I think that's right. I would take it even a step further, and I would say that Peter Pan is immortal because he denies the existence of time.
Well, I don't know if he does, really, because he's also extremely ageist. So he knows people are old. You know what I mean? Like, every old person, you're fucking old.
Yeah, totally. And they're like, what else? And he's like, nothing.
Thus, you are worse than me.
You're just super old.
Yeah, you're very old. And, like, I'm not going to talk about Hook at all. It's a very cute movie. I enjoyed it, but I feel like it follows different rules, right? Because all the other kids are, like, now immortal. I think Hook is immortal in that. I think everyone is like, you know, they don't even like, he's like, let's set up a war. And his war is just like kids throwing eggs at people. Like, they all know they can't die. They're just kind of fucking having fun. His war is like a play war or whatever.
Yeah. No, the real Lost Boys were brutal. They could be easily convinced to shoot a girl out of the sky.
Totally. Very like Lord of the Flies situation.
Basically,
but just like
Lord
with
of Flies.
With
Lord of
like
flying.
Superpowers.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Lord of the Flies, and like obviously the guy who can fly is the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alpha Flyer.
Right. Alpha Fly.
Alpha Fly.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No, it's bad. All right. So, let me just briefly recap what we know about him so far. So, the source of his powers is still kind of unclear, but it's got something to do with the fact that he decided and then he doesn't remember shit and then that makes him immortal, but we don't really know. Oh, wait. So, this is another important question that we haven't covered. So, how old is it? We don't know, right? But does he age? So,
that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, right? He's just like 13 forever. You think he ages?
Because I think he left home as a baby and now he's 13.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he ages only to the point where it would be considered growing up to age any further.
Oh, he just hit the limit.
He just hit the limit.
So his power is not to be like immortal and never grow up. His power is to never be an adult.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. It's not
he's
aging.
He's on the precipice. Like, he's like 14. He's about to be bar mitzvah.
He gets as close as he can. It's his big day. And he doesn't show
it's
up.
It's just like, I am 12 and... I am 12 years old and in 11 months, and I'm never going to be a bar mitzvah.
I'm not doing it. Yeah.
Man, Peter Pan was a Jew. Who knew?
Yeah, totally. Who stood up his parents and everybody around at his bar mitzvah. So,
he was like, I ran away when I was a baby.
Like, no, you didn't. You ran away on the day of your bar mitzvah. We will never forgive you. So, can he die? Can he be hurt? We don't know. We covered it a little bit. Seems like he can get hurt. I think he could die just by, like, getting stabbed or whatever. He seems to be afraid of it.
He's extremely afraid of it. He has, like, this bluster. Like, in every single fucking movie, they go, like, to die would be the greatest adventure.
Right.
They always say that.
It's a very immortal thing to say.
They always say that. And then they end it with, to live would be the greatest adventure.
Yeah.
They always say both things. Right. And it's like, choose.
All right. So, I think that he can. He can, you could cut off his head or poison him. Hook tries to poison him at one point.
Well, I mean, Tinkerbell's
so afraid she drinks it for him, even though he abuses her constantly.
Yeah. We don't know that would have worked.
We don't know that it would have worked, but we know that he and other people seem to be afraid that it would. And he seems like the kind of person where if he couldn't die by normal means, he would tell everybody about it. Right. Like, poison, no problem. I'm Peter Pan. Go fuck yourself.
Totally.
So the other question is that we got into it, but we always want to know, are other things attached to the immortality? Is it just immortality or other powers that are attached to it?
I'm going to say none of these things really have to do with any of the other things. It's a very loosely put together mythology.
Yeah. Totally, yeah. Even looser than Highlander, I think.
Right.
I mean, Peter Pan's immortality comes from, it's like the sun, the moon, and the stars. Nobody knows or can know.
Sean Connery's also in this movie.
Dude, he's probably in some version of Peter Pan, I'm sure. How could he miss out? How does he dress? How does he present himself in the world? Like, is he, could you tell he was immortal by looking at him?
I mean, you could tell he was, like, he didn't have any parents.
You could tell he wasn't cared for.
So Peter Pan, I mean, everyone knows kind of, so you imagine, and I imagined maybe, like, Peter Pan is kind of a Robin Hood type deal. It's like green tights.
Yeah.
It's not green tights. It's like a bunch of fucking leaves.
Yeah, yeah.
He just wears leaves
and sap.
Yeah. Yeah. Leaves and tree sap.
Yeah.
Which isn't like, is that glue for the leaves? What are you?
I mean, it's not an outfit. He's basically naked.
he's naked and like not very fashionable as it goes. Basically the opposite of Highlander, who's like, who very much cares about what he's wearing.
Totally. I think other immortals would look at Peter Pan and be like, dude, like, like, you're immortal.
We need to get you a stylist.
Yeah. People's like, fuck you. Adults have stylists. I'm a boy. Boy, boy, boy.
Great.
So, here's the last... Boy, here's the last most important question.
Please.
Is, how does he feel about his immortality? Does he like it?
Yes. Yeah, he fucking loves
he
it.
He fucking loves it.
Like,
he
can, yeah. Resounding yeah. Yes.
No, he can't get enough.
And he won't.
And he will. As long as he just keeps forgetting everything, including time itself, he won't... he'll never grow up.
Yeah, he loves it.
Not like you, not like me.
No, we're
he'll never have a mustache.
Well, never.
He'll never drive a car, or rope a cow. What do they say?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
He'll never rope a cow.
He's a
unlike us. We'll rope a cow.
I might. I'm still
100%.
I got time.
Cool. So does he like it? I would say yeah. Yeah, he loves it.
He likes it a lot. He likes it a lot. I do think there's something. It's like does he like immortality though, or is he just running from mortality? Like, does he just hate the idea of dying, growing old, having parents, having meaningful relationships with anyone so much that he just flies out that window toward Neverland, toward immortality? Like, does he enjoy it, you know?
He seems to really enjoy it. He seems just, like, throughout to be like, yeah, I'm the fucking man, but not a man, a boy.
Yeah.
I'm the fucking boy.
I'm the boy. Boy.
Yeah, no, he seems to fucking love it. He like, has the adventure. Like, honestly, Neverland is a really small place, and he seems to just never get tired of it. Maybe because of the forgetting part, but he's just like, oh, new adventure.
Uh-huh.
And, like...
Well, everything's a new adventure.
Right.
So, okay. So that brings us to actually the more important question, which is not who gives a shit what he thinks. Would we like it? Which is what everybody wants to know.
Right. We're the hosts.
Yeah. We're the hosts. We're the experts on the foremost experts on Peter Pan. And hopefully you've learned a little bit about Peter Pan this episode too. But
would we want to be...
Here's the big payoff, guys. Okay. Would we like it?
Would we want to be a...
All right. Frame it up.
Little boy.
No.
Wait. Okay. Okay. It's a package deal.
Right, sorry.
Little boy. Wears like leaves and tree sap, kind of. Forgets everything every week, which kind of sucks in my eyes. And but,
are you asking me a question here? Or...
I'm asking. Sorry, but can fly, which I think is pretty cool. Like, would you want to be those things? Never grow old. You can fly, but you forget things pretty frequently. You also have a posse.
I think you're you call that a posse.
You got a posse of like Lord of the Flies people.
I have a team that I manage with a
with an iron fist.
I kill them.
Okay. How's it sound to you?
What? The package?
The package.
No, I don't want that. Thanks, but no thanks. That's it's not the ticket price for flight is too high in this case. What about you? Would you want it?
I feel like there was a time in my life where maybe I'd be like, oh, being young forever, that sounds cool. Your bar mitzvah. Cool. Yeah, around like a couple days before my bar mitzvah.
The morning of my bar mitzvah.
I was like, I don't know if I can deal with being a man.
I didn't study my
ever since yeah. my bar mitzvah, I've been like, now I am a man, I'm fine.
Well, your bar mitzvah worked.
Sometimes it doesn't take. Sometimes it doesn't
yeah,
take.
Yeah, no, I've seen it not take. But on you, my friend, you are a case for the bar mitzvah.
Thank you. I'll be sure to like leave a Yelp review.
Yeah. Okay, so tune in next week when we'll be discussing a character from comic books who cannot die, we think.
Yeah, as far as we know right now. Well, like next episode, if he can die, we'll be like, whoa. Yeah.
So, all right, until next time, hey, keep on living.
Are we doing it? Yeah, I thought
I don't know. I like it. I think it's good. Every time, you got another idea.
Every time Scott is going to do this right at the end, just brace yourselves. Just brace yourselves for it. You just know it's coming.
Keep on living, guys.